Mm-hmm. Demons fear y'all. Mm-hmm. You see them in all kinds of people. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Demons will kill you.
Yep.
You don't have no conscience.
None whatsoever.
I'm up here because it's real what I'm talking about. You're looking at a living testimony here. Yeah. Up and down the streets in New Orleans, man, I was running every. Let me tell you something. But I had a praying grandma.
Yes, sir.
And I had a praying mom.
Yes,
that's right.
Say, Lord, have mercy on black baby Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's out there in the streets, and he can't see the forest for the trees. I used to come home. Be howling that weed, be looking at me. I'll go back. But I remember how they used to pray for me, and somebody prayed for you right here.
Yes, sir.
Because you wouldn't be sitting on these pews if nobody was praying for you. That's why we have.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are both on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program is open every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are always welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir from their recording, Magnify Him, and an uplifting message from Elder Michael Thomas. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Romans chapter 5. We're going to start at verse 6. And it reads, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us. In this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The ninth verse, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved? That's the word of God. You may be seated. My topic is, I am justified. I want to say it again. I am justified. I'm going to preach on that ninth verse. Since we have been justified by his blood. I am reminded that I was a sinner. And I like to, for those of you that don't know me, I like to preach about me because I don't want to say something that will offend someone else. So you can't get mad if I talk about Mike, Elder Thomas. Okay? I like to do scenarios that talks about me. And I say it, I'm reminded that I was a sinner not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And I did not take the opportunity that God gave me to repent. Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, well, I repent all the time. Well, that may be true, but I didn't. It's sad to say that if I would have died, then I would have opened my eyes up in a burning hell. I thank God for saving me, showing me the right way to love him and serve him. Some of you are thinking that you have time to get it right. But what if you are wrong? While I was living in sin, I thought that I was not hurting anyone. The people that hurt me, I wanted to hurt them back. You know what I'm talking about. I was using the word of God all wrong, just like you do. You know, an eye for an eye. Some of you said something or did something to me. Trust me, I will get you back. But that was the old man. I was in the world and of the world.
My God.
I had a really, really, really bad temper. But can you say, but God?
But God.
My temper was so bad that I didn't like to talk to people. We would go places and my wife, I've been with my wife ever since we was 16 to 17 years old. We used to go places and she used to tell me all the time, Michael, you don't ever talk. You don't ever say anything to people. You just look at people. And that's because I didn't trust people. I was always on my P's and Q's looking for someone to do something to me or say something that I did not like. And she would always tell me, Michael, you got to do this, and Michael, you got to do that. Now, keep in mind, my wife been saved all her life. This was something new to me. Okay, God And I, if you hurt me, I was going to hurt you back. But God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And I'm glad God does not feel that way about us.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
Oh, glory.
He sent his son to hang on the cross. He bled and died for all of us.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Because all that time, we was all sinners in the sight of God. No other blood could reconcile us back to God. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that man could do, nothing that man could say, nothing that man could produce that will reconcile us back to God except God himself.
Yes, sir.
And he did it by the blood of Jesus Christ. By his blood, God does not see the fault in you, and he does not see the fault in me. We have been saved by the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
We're talking about going to a higher level. That's the highest level that we can attain, is by being a child of God. Some of you all are still mad at someone. And I'm going to give you a few points. Some of you are still mad at someone or because they said something or they did something or something happened 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, God.
It's still going on right now, saints. Some of you are sitting in the pews right now in church. In church. Still mad at something that mama said or something that mama did or something that a classmate said or something that a classmate did, or something that a complete stranger did. You're still mad at them for it. Saints, we got to let that go.
Yes, sir.
We got to let that go. Because God don't treat us that way. And I thank him for that.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to think about this. What if God felt the same way about you? Because every sin that you have committed have hurt him a lot more than someone doing something to you.
Oh, glory.
Think
yes,
about
sir.
It. Another point. We want to thank God for giving us a way out.
Yes, sir.
So that we can be saved. Saints, we want to thank God for giving us Jesus.
Well, thank you, Lord.
We want to thank God for allowing his son to come down to earth and put on sinful flesh so that he could save us.
Oh, my.
Think about it. Saints, when God saved me, he justified me.
Oh, Jesus.
When he saved you, he justified you.
Thank you, Lord.
He made it possible for me to be saved by coming from heaven, coming to earth, putting on sinful flesh, to bleed and die on the cross for me and you. But he rose on that third day. Thank you,
come on,
sir. He rose on that third day.
Yes, sir.
With all power.
All power.
Revelation 1 and 18 says, he had the key of heaven and earth.
Yes, sir.
And I believe whoever has the keys is in charge.
Oh, my.
Satan tries to reason with God for letting us burn in hell. You know, some of us say, you know, when somebody talk behind your back, it's a backstabber.
Come on, sir.
So Satan is talking to God, and he's stabbing us in the back. You know, when God say, my servant, Satan will say, yeah, but he was serving me last night.
Oh, my.
That's that backstab.
Jesus.
When God say, my loved one, Satan said, How can you love them when they hate you? That's that backstabbing.
Yeah, Saints.
We got some backstabbing in the church today. We got some things that's going on in the church right now that people don't know about. I tell you this, you may can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool my God none of the time. God see what you do. He see what you say. He hear it. And I'm telling you today that you're going to have to pay for your evil deed.
Oh, my Jesus.
Now, don't get mad at me. You got to get mad at the word. Because this is coming directly out of the word. It wasn't something that God did that caused him to lose Jesus, to lose his life on the cross. It was something that man did.
Yes, sir.
There has been bullies in the church since the beginning of time.
Say that, sir.
You know when one brother killed the other brother. He was bullied. You know when one missionary backstabbed and lied on another missionary. When one preacher lied on the other preacher and the deacon. When you got people that's upset and mad right now today, that's sitting to your left and to your right. Why they upset, nobody knows.
Jesus.
But it seems like they hate everybody. When people come into the church, their face is all frowned up.
That was long.
They all upset about something and they take it out on other people. Saints, that's just a form of bullying. And you're not going to make it into heaven being a bully.
Jesus.
God is only going to put up with it for so long.
Oh my.
Then he's going to put a stop to all the foolishness that's going on. You got to remember that my God sees everything. And he hears everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.
So you can fool some people, but you can't fool everybody. And you keep on doing what you're doing. You're gonna find yourself waking up and having a conversation with Jesus and saying, Lord, I did this.
Oh, Jesus.
But God is going to say you lied on that missionary. But God, I taught Sunday school, but you lied and you deceived your pastor. You're going to say, Lord, I tried my best. And God's going to say, your best ain't good enough. There are things in life that we have to realize that it's time out for playing church.
Jesus.
It's time out for playing, pleasing man. It's time out for playing, pleasing yourself. The only thing that we need to do is please God.
Well, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Because pleasing yourself, you're going to find yourself in a situation that you can't get out of. You have to remember, Saint, that God loves each and every last one of us. And he's not going to allow you to treat people any kind of way, to do things any kind of way. You're either going to do it the godly way or you're going to pay the consequences.
Oh my.
You're going to have to deal with it because the blood is going to testify against all the lies, all the backstabbing, and all the wrong that you've done.
Oh my.
The blood is going to testify against you.
All the blood.
So, Saints, we have to repent.
Yes,
to look up in the sky. Don't look to the person to your left or your right. Don't look at your neighbor, because it's not about your neighbor. It's all about you. Look at yourself. Pastor preaches all the time about doing a self-assessment. Do a self-assessment on yourself and realize that you're not that in a bag of chips. Realize that you have faults. Realize that there's things in your life that you need to change.
Oh, God.
Realize that if God come back this very moment, where would you end up? And if you can't say 100% that you're sold out to God and that you're living the life that God has given you, if you can't say that, then you need to repent.
Oh, geez.
You need to fix something in your life and in your spiritual life.
Yes, sir.
Because this world is getting more and more wickeder every day. People don't know what's right and what's wrong. Well, they act like they don't know. But the ones of us as Christians, if you don't have discernment, then you need to pray and ask God for.
Oh, God.
Because this world is evil. And a lot of us come to church and we bring those demons right along with us.
Oh, Jesus.
The same demons that have you cussing and backstabbing and lying and cheating, you bring them right into church with you. You got to get rid of that stuff. And then you got to ask God to send his holy angel.
Holy, holy, holy.
And you got to ask God to allow the Spirit of God to put a hedge of protection around you that keep these spirits from coming back attacking you again. Saints, mark my word. God is coming back, and he's coming back soon.
Oh, yes, God.
And he's coming back for his people.
Yes, God.
I know you want to be in that number.
Oh, God.
As the Psalms say, millions did make it. But you want to be the one that said, I am the one that did.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
1 John 1 and 7. I am cleansed through the blood. I have been forgiven, and I am justified, and I am sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
God, Ephesians 1 and 7 says, I have gained the unmerited favor of God. Those are the things that should come out of your mouth. There should be no cursing coming out of your mouth if you are a child of God. So if you're saying things that God is not going to like, then you need to check your Holy Ghost.
Oh, my. Come on, sir.
The Bible tells us that our debt has been paid.
Yeah.
How many of you own a house or have a car note or whatever, and you go to the bank to make a payment, and the banker tells you that you don't owe anything?
Well, thank you.
It has already been paid.
Yes, sir.
You will shout. You will scream to the top of your lungs. You will tell everybody that you mean.